6'2" and has a platter of goodies to play. Today,
here's a man who's a
Well, Friday greetings to you one and all, wherever you may be, and thank you so much, Artie Wayne, Starlighters, the late Tony Iovello and Company, for our little old Waylon theme, and Conrad Gazzo on Oxygen and Adrenaline there on the top note and trumpet. Very nice. I tell you, every time I hear that theme, it just never ceases to amaze me how wildly Gazzo blows. Anyway, speaking of wild blowing today, we will dispel any rumors that there was a hyphenated British orchestra running around here for some years. So very interesting about having played all that Dorsey stuff yesterday. Bill Finnegan was the greatest arranger that Tommy ever had, according to Tommy. He thought he was the end of all ends. This was not belittling Cy Oliver or anything like that, or Nelson Riddle, for that matter, who turned in some nice charts for the band and played trombone. Matter of fact, Bill Finnegan was the one who was responsible for Nelson becoming an arranger. He said, "You don't sit there and blow that horn all your life, you nut." He said, "Go home and write." And Riddle made a very wise choice and had a very good teacher in Brother Finnegan. Anyway, we had a couple of requests from Okinawa must have been a month or so ago, and this is the first chance we've had to get around to it, to play some of the Sauter Finnegan things. And we are picking two of our own, two that we've just picked out of the hat, and two that were specifically asked for. The first one is The Curry with the Singe on Top, which is the story of a very bad cook. Sauter Finnegan and Company, straight down the middle. This one happens to be arranged by Eddie Sauter. And then the paraphrase by Bill Finnegan of the second movement of the Gershwin Concerto in F from a fabulous album which is called Concert Jazz. This is Sauter Finnegan. Okinawa, you ready? The rest of the world had better hang on.
Thank you.
Very interesting sounds in there. The Sauter Finnegan Band from a set called Concert Jazz, and the paraphrase by Bill Finnegan, who arranged that particular segment of the album, of the second movement of Gershwin's Concerto in F. And the Surrey with the Fringe on top, Eddie Sauter's fine arrangement. Eddie, of course, you know, did a lot of the Benny Goodman things in the big swinging days while Finnegan was with Dorsey when he was deciding to work. Finnegan did some wonderful things for Tommy, did some great stuff, of course, for Glenn Miller. Tremendous arrangements. Just an absolutely brilliant writer. He did a thing in this Concert Jazz album. Now, this is one that wasn't asked for. The first two I played were definite requests. The next two I'm going to play because, well, we got the albums out. I think we should. That's for the gang in Okinawa that asked for the Sauter Finnegan stuff. This is an interesting thing. Bill wrote, it's called The Loop. And it, of course, is dedicated to the Windy City and Chicago. But it's also dedicated to music from a quarter century of swing, which I think is very interesting. If you listen quite closely, you'll not only hear good solos by Nick Travis, who plays trumpet, and Gene Allen on sax, and Joe Venuto, who you invariably know, but you're going to hear fragments of sounds that have come up during the years. Sounds of Red Norvo, of Basie. There's some Ellington in here. You'll hear some sounds of Woody Herman. You'll hear some Benny Goodman and some Ray McKinley sounds. Take a listen. It's pretty doggone interesting. And then don't miss Rex Pierre's fabulous trombone solo on Have You Met Miss Jones?
Thank you.
Rex Pierce, trombone, featured with the Sauter Finnegan Group on Have You Met Miss Jones? And the very interesting and exciting The Loop. Isn't that something else, huh? It's a wild bit of stuff there. And as I said, an amalgamation of fragments of all sorts of fine bands and things that you've heard over a period of years. Now, last Monday, we had Luce Leanne Polk on the program for a couple of sides, and her turns me on. I just love this gal. She's an absolute doll to start off with, and she's such a good singer. It's a shame that she's not a smash, big, ring-a-ding-ding type star. Anyway, she still sings very well. Tony Ritzy helps out with Marty Paich, Dick Knoll on trombone, Bob Hardaway on tenor, Buddy Clark on bass, and Mel Lewis on the tubs. Lucy's going to do a song, and then I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if Oscar Peterson doesn't sound like Count Basie.
I know I should go out, be seen here and there, but my friends have found out my baby don't care. I don't go out walking, I ain't for no talking. My baby done left me just a sitting and rocking. If I had been scheming instead of just dreaming, he might never have left me just a sitting and rocking. Well, I'm sitting all day without holding my baby. Gee, I'm so blue and sad. If he don't hurry and come back, it's a cinch he'll drive me mad. Now, if I don't find him, I hope you remind him that I'm staying where he left me, just a sitting and rocking all day. Thank you.
Hey, that's pretty good, huh? I'll tell you. The 920 special, Oscar Peterson playing Basie, helped out by the fine guitar work of Mr. Herb Ellis, Ray Brown's always present bass, and a rather unknown drummer. What was his name? Oh, yeah, Buddy Rich. You know him, huh? Tell you, great boy, that Buddy Rich. Anywho, loosely Ann Polk did Sittin' and a Rockin', and we'll continue momentarily, I think.